Corbyn witch hunt. The current surreal campaign to undermine Jeremy Corbyn by tarring him with the poison of antisemitism undoubtedly affected the local election results, with many Labour supporters confused by the disarray in Labour's ranks. What are the facts? The prosecutors, the Tories, Blairite Corbyn baiting MPs, the Daily Mail, Daily Express, Telegraph, The Scum, various other right-wing journals, and the BBC, a relentless anti-socialist vehicle paid for by the taxpayer. Then there is Lord Parlock, honorary president of Conservative Friends of Israel, who has sent a letter to the Metropolitan Police Chief urging a probe into alleged anti-Semitic abuse in Labour. Their evidence, mostly innuendo, conflating the actions of far-right thugs with Labour, describing democratic challenges to right-wing MPs as creating a toxic atmosphere in party branches. Mega publicity is given to the Jewish Leadership Council. This body's pronouncements on internal Labour affairs are treated as the final word of all Jewish people, irrespective of their class position. Until recently it was chaired by Sir McDavis, who in June 2017 was appointed chief executive of the Conservative Party. The defense, hundreds of thousands of Labour Party members, including members of 50-odd years standing, who have witnessed no institutional antisemitism. The examples of antisemitism given by the prosecution are Ken Livingstone's clumsy attempt at explaining the right-wing character of Zionism, and Mark Wadsworth's observation that a right-wing MP, Ruth Smith, was working closely with the right-wing press. You don't have to be Hercule Poirot to detect that there is a prima facie case for a conspiracy to bury Corbyn and his anti-austerity policies with him. Why, then, in the face of this overwhelming evidence, does Andrew Gwynn, when being badgered by Andrew Mayer, declare Jeremy says there is no conspiracy? This ludicrous posture is echoed by the Momentum leadership. Those caught in the spotlight of a witch hunt throughout the ages, believe that if you keep shtum or throw the slavering pack a bone it will satisfy them. The opposite is the case, they always demand more. It is time for Jeremy to declare that it is indeed a strategy by the representatives of capitalism to mortally damage the ideas he espouses. Anything less will, like the deranged prosecutors of Salem, only whet the appetite of the anti-socialist pack. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool.